The seventh trade policy review of Malaysia has offered us a good opportunity to deepen our understanding of its trade and investment policies. I would like to thank the Malaysian delegation led by His Excellency Jay Jayasiri, Secretary General of the Ministry of International Trade and Industry, for his constructive engagement throughout this review. I would also like to thank the discussant, His Excellency Ambassador Claudio de la Puente of Peru, for his insightful remarks, and all the delegations that took the floor for their valuable contributions. The 476 questions submitted by 27 members and the interventions by 43 delegations underline the importance attached to Malaysia's trade and investment policies and practices. Malaysia's use of the alternative time frame to reply to advance written questions to this TPR was also appreciated. Members praised Malaysia's strong and steady economic growth since the time of its last trade policy review in 2014. Malaysia's prudent macroeconomic management and diversified nature of the economy allowed for strong and inclusive growth despite the challenging global economic environment that it faced. Malaysia's real GDP has grown at an average annual rate of 5% over the past 4 years and nearly 6% in 2017. Members acknowledged that Malaysia's domestic reform, services sector liberalization, enhanced private sector participation, as well as its trade openness had played a key role in promoting growth. Trade is indeed very important for Malaysia, as its imports and exports of goods and services are the equivalent to 130% of its GDP. Malaysia's growing role as an investment destination and as a foreign investor was acknowledged as well. Members praised Malaysia's active participation in the WTO and commended Malaysia for lowering tariffs under the ITA2 and for ratifying the protocol amending the TRIPS agreement. Malaysia's participation in the MSMEs, investment facilitation, e-commerce, and trade and women's economic empowerment initiatives at the last ministerial conference was also highlighted. While Malaysia remains committed to the rules-based multilateral trading system, it has been expanding its RTA's commitments, including through inter alia, the negotiation of the Regional Comprehensive Economic Partnership and the Comprehensive and Progressive Agreement for Trans-Pacific Partnership. During the review period, Malaysia issued the Companies Act, simplified the tax structure, and modernized its business licensing system with a view to reducing business costs. Members encouraged Malaysia to continue to improve its business climate and further liberalize foreign investment restrictions, including in the areas of energy, telecommunications, and financial services. Members commended Malaysia for being the fifth member to ratify the Trade Facilitation Agreement and welcomed Malaysia's latest notification for Category B of the agreement. Members acknowledged the establishment of the National Single Window, the Malaysian National Trade Repository Portal, and other trade facilitation initiatives. On the other hand, members noted that the adoption of the transaction value method regarding automobile imports in its custom valuation would be a positive step in improving the transparency and openness of Malaysia's trade regime. Members also noted the increase in the average applied MFN tariff rate from 5.6% to 7.5% during the review period, the complexity of the tariff regime, tariff peaks, and that 20% of tariffs were unbound. While appreciating Malaysia's aim to become a hub for halal products, members sought clarity regarding halal certification and procedures. Malaysia was encouraged to review and reduce non-tariff measures such as non-automatic import licensing and to improve the overall transparency of its trade policies and measures by promptly addressing the issue of standing notifications. Some concerns were expressed at the increase in the number of definitive anti-dumping measures imposed by Malaysia during the review period. Members welcomed the removal of subsidies on fuel that took place during the review period, as well as the reduction of subsidies provided to the fisheries sector. They also encouraged Malaysia to review its subsidy programs and to notify these to the WTO, particularly those related to export performance and the use of domestic over imported goods. Several members expressed concern regarding the application of stringent SPS requirements and other standards. Malaysia was also encouraged to make its public procurement market more open and transparent to foreign suppliers and to consider joining the Agreement on Government Procurement. Malaysia's efforts to review its IPR legislation and improve enforcement were appreciated. Members congratulated Malaysia for the progress made in achieving its Vision 2020 goals, which are pursued in the context of the 11th five-year Malaysia Plan, encompassing reforms to promote innovation, labor productivity, entrepreneurship, and infrastructure development. They also welcomed the development of a national e-commerce strategic roadmap. The above are some of the key issues that had emerged in our discussion. I am certain that the Malaysian delegation will take into account and further reflect on the many constructive comments, both broad and detailed, that it has received during this review. Finally, I would like to thank all those that participated in our discussion, and I look forward to receiving the answers to any outstanding questions within the next month, at which point the review will be successfully concluded.